We hope you enjoy this recording of Irish Daddies, information for dads and partners, with Dan Oakes, midwife and founder of Neighbourhood Midwives, recorded at Baby Talk Festival 2014. For more talks and information, visit babytalkfestival.ie.
Thanks very much, everybody. Well, my name is Dan Oakes. I'm here to present to you the power of being a partner. And so you might wonder, well, what gives this guy the right to tell us anything about being a dad? Well, so I was a foreman on skyscraper projects. I'm an Irish step dancer, champion Irish step dancer. I lived on the east and west coast of the United States in Liverpool. But now, to my amazement, I'm a midwife. So I'm the first male midwife to graduate from the direct entry program in Ireland. And I'm also a midwife and an entrepreneur as well now, because I've created a new model of care where midwives go out before and after hospital birth to visit you in your homes. And so anyone who wants to know more about that quest of mine, just come talk to me afterwards. Before I start, I just want to say, dads and partners as well, if you have any questions, just stop me anytime, all right, and ask me, and then at the end I'll take loads of questions. So I want, if you've got lots of questions in your head, write them all down and then ask me at the end, all right? I want to get as much information into you as I can, but at the same time, you know, I don't know what you're thinking, so you have to ask me. All right, so look, we'll start at the very beginning, or well, before the beginning, really, okay? So, starting a family is the greatest adventure of your life, okay? And I'm going to dust off those memories of mine, and I'll give them to you through the lens of where I am now, a father of three bouncing boys, and I'm a husband to my wife, who's the greatest hero of my life, and for the last 10 years, I've been her husband. So I'll just give you kind of my perspective on fatherhood and some of the little tips that I think would do well for you. So baby dreams, dad and a lover, right? Okay, this is where it all starts. The name of the game is oxytocin, okay? This chemical here is going to play a huge role in the rest of, pregnancy and labor, and then afterwards, parenting. Okay, so oxytocin is, it's known as the love hormone or the relaxation hormone. And if chemists could bottle it, and not that they haven't tried, you might call it liquid trust, okay? So that's what oxytocin is in our bodies. We make it naturally, it comes from our pituitary gland, and it's all about trust. And so you might ask yourself, how do you build trust? Because trust is needed to conceive a child, okay? And that's how the body works. So you might ask yourself, well, how did I get someone to trust me? Well, first you have to trust yourself, okay? So that's basically, that's what you need to start this adventure. You need to trust yourself. So how do you go about trusting yourself? Well, there's a few things you can do. You need to eat right, that's right. No more jumbo breakfast rolls, okay? You know how to eat healthy, and your body will thank you for it. And that's all one step to make you feel great about yourself. Another thing is have patience, okay? You're trying to create a complex human being. It's not like plugging in your phone charger tonight. Okay, so, you need to be patient, and the more patient you are, the better. The more relaxed you're going to be, the more you're going to trust your own abilities, right? Another thing is, what do you need? You need lots of knowledge, okay? Knowledge not, just of life, but you need knowledge of the maternity world, okay? So, don't think you're just going to get into this whole having a baby thing and not need to find out all about it, because it's important that you know all the little ins and outs, because there's a huge amount of knowledge out there that you just don't get unless you go looking for it. The Beatles coined it, love, 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 okay? Love yourself, love your partner. And above all, love this new baby that isn't in your life yet and you haven't had the pleasure of meeting, but love the idea of it. Okay? So I know, don't do that, I'm a macho, right? But no, actually, we need to love. And that's where oxytocin comes from. When you do that, then, it's good for the soldiers. Millions will die, it only takes one soldier. All right? So, bump to birth, dad to partner. So you made it. You made it to the next stage. Very good. Well done, lads. And you're on the journey now. Okay. There's three things that you need to know about how pregnancy affects your lady. Okay. The three main things are that she's going to have 50% more blood in her body. Okay. These are all physical things that happen to her. She's also going to have off the chart hormones, which are going to make miraculous changes to her body and its structure. Okay, you need that. That's a given as well. Off the charts. Okay, but it's amazing what it does. It does it right from the very beginning. And then, you know, the last thing is that the growing baby is going to put a lot of pressure on all the other systems in her body. And so you need to understand that as well. So it happens from the very beginning. And you accept that you're a really good partner because you accept that these things, these changes are happening to her. And so it's not like, oh, she's got heartburn, she's complaining about it. It's because of these changes that she's growing the baby that's, you know, that belongs to you guys. And, you know, you need to remember that at all times, basically. You do that, you've got a mate, right? Okay, so you started by trusting in yourself, now trust in her body's ability, okay, to grow this child. And so I say trust, participate, learn more, reflect about it with yourself, talk to your friends, and empathize. Empathize is the one skill that I learned through my 4 years of midwifery. And I don't think I had an empathetic bone in my body before I started, but I didn't really. It's there. You just have to find it, right? And empathize. Try and put yourself in her shoes. Now, okay, so I'll talk to you a little bit about planning. So planning where to have a baby, planning, you know, how it's all going to happen, okay, right? What this all comes down to is that you need to take your lady's lead because, you know, some mothers might want to give, you know, birth in a hospital, or they might want all their care in the hospital and with doctor-led care. Some might want midwifery-led care or a home situation, right? The important thing is it's not who's providing the care. It's that the mother is comfortable with the care that she's getting, okay? Because all professionals are going to do their best for her, regardless of where she is. And it's all about how comfortable she is where she is. Because that's how the hormones affect the body. You know, this whole thing about oxytocin, it's going to play its role right through. So, okay, I'll bring you very quickly going through all this, right? Because I want lots of questions. So the miracle of the birth itself, okay? The mechanics of the miracle, it's that the advocate, okay? So I'll tell you a little story, okay? I've seen lots of dads in the labor ward, okay? But one time, this dad came in, and he brought himself a newspaper. He sat down in the corner, put the newspaper up like this, and she was getting on with her thing, and he wasn't going to look outside of that paper. And I thought that was very ignorant or whatever, not very supportive at all. But then I see him peeking around the side like this, and going like this. And I realized then that, you know, maybe he was so worried and afraid. And then I found out later that was that. He had a traumatic experience the last time, and he didn't want to know it. He was just really worried. So, you know, in all of us, we need to, you know, find ourselves as well when it comes to the birth as well. And because you've got to be there for your lady, she's given birth. And one of the best ways for you to build up your confidence going in there is to know her birth preferences inside out. Have an intimate knowledge of those birth preferences because you need to be the person who stands up, maybe to the doctor, maybe to the midwife, the nurses, or maybe you need to gently remind the lady what she wanted in the beginning. Only just to find out that she really wants that still, and if she doesn't, you're going to fight for the other thing that she wants now, okay? So it's just because it's all about her, and it's all about what she wants, okay? And but you're the one who's going to facilitate that. You're her advocate. You're her strongest force because she might be feeling vulnerable. Something might be happening. She might be in pain or whatever. But she needs you there for her, okay? So get up, stand up for your rights, okay? So that's you. You can go in there. Don't let any healthcare practitioner tell you anything otherwise, okay? Because, you know, this is your baby too, and you've got the right to stand up and say, no, this is what we want, okay? And then Miracle Ball Miracles in there.
Okay.
And I did write something very nice about that. In the end, you witness the most unique experience of your life. Okay? And the birth of a newborn, for me, the birth of a newborn symbolizes hope and potential and change, right? And I'm always astounded of how beautiful the moment is, that amazing moment, regardless of how it happened. The baby's there right in front of you. It's an amazing thing. And I never get tired of it. And so now afterwards, okay, immediately after, your job as a partner is very simple, okay? This is a private time for your young family, okay? And this is the part of the adventure where you get to bond with this new person and fall in love all over again with the lady that brought this new person into the world with you, okay? This does not include outsiders, not close relatives, and maybe a health professional when needed. Otherwise, you politely but firmly tell it to wait. You're the bouncer, right? Okay? And they will get their chance to see this amazing new life. But for now, this moment is your three's alone, or maybe you have other children, four or five, but it's your family as well. They need to capture that moment for themselves, okay? So that's your job, boys. Transition to parenthood, okay? Dad, the protector. All right? Now, becoming a parent is the biggest thing that'll ever happen to you, and dads who have children in this room know that. And your body will spontaneously release endorphins and hormones, and they'll last for years. And all the way to overcome all these new emotions is to hold your baby close to you. All right? Wear your baby any chance you get, all the time, whenever you get a chance. Not only will it take the load off mom, right, but it'll also protect make that strong, protective love of a child that you're going to have. It's keeping your baby close. It's an amazing thing. That skin-to-skin contact, especially. And it's great for your children. There's nothing better than touch. Love and touch. So the magic years, okay? Then eventually they get to the point where they're off and they're going around the place, like this little man here, right? Curious as anything, getting into everything and anything, driving mom crazy, right? So what's your role then, right? The playtime specialist, right? Like that over here, right? Sometimes it's, hey, I like this, right? This is playtime. But sometimes it needs to be this, right? So I think I went through that quite quickly, but information and support for dads, actually isn't a lot at all. All right, fellas? All right, who here is going to be a dad soon for the first time? Raise your hands. All right. Now, you fellas, take a look around the room now for a second. Anyone here who's already a dad? Now, after this, or maybe, in a few minutes, right, go around, find those dads, shake their hands, and have a chat, okay? Because the one person in this room that's going to be able to tell you what it's like to be a dad or the dads here, and they can give you lots of information and support and help. That brings me to what I'm going to be starting fairly soon now. It works really well in Australia, New Zealand, where it's the bastion of macho man, right? They do bear babies, okay? So you go out, you have a pint, it might be a dad there who's, just had a baby, or maybe it's a dad there as well, has three kids, he's an experienced dad. But the whole point is you sit around, you have a pint, and you talk about children, and you talk about experiences, pregnancy, and stuff like that. You might not think that you need that, okay, right now, but further down the line you might. And like the fellow with the newspaper, he could have used that. He would have liked to have someone to tell his experiences to. Everyone needs that kind of support. And we don't go on Twitter and Facebook. Mom's town died. I'm sure there's dad's stuff at you, but who uses that, right? Okay? And there's actually a cool new app, Daddy-O. They're floating around downstairs. That's all right, but nothing beats face-to-face support from other men, right? Who've been through what you're going through. And now I have to put a word in there, like this guy's a survival guy. It's pretty cool as well, right? But as far as support, now, so, all right, I know I'm asking something from you, but if you tweet or text me, Beer and Babies, just so I can put you on, if you tweet your email address, I can put you on an email list, or come see me downstairs in the neighborhood midwife stand, and we'll see if we can't drum up this Beer and Babies group, right? It might be a free pint tonight.